Here's Brad Fritsch, a professional golfer, web.com this year, a little bit on the PGA Tour. So you wear the Ottawa Senator logo. A little easier these days to pump the chest out with that thing on your chest, isn't it?
It certainly is, and we have a guy out here named Ted Brown who's originally from Peterborough. He's a big Leafs fan, and all he does is cower in the corner every day when I walk past him. It's a great feeling. I mean, around Christmas time, it wasn't the best attitude among fans, but man, this run is really it's really pumped up the city. I wish I could be there more often than I am, but it's been great, and I can't wait to see where it goes.
Now, when I was in Columbus, Chris Perry used to have a Blue Jacket logo in his bag, and also Laurie Kane used to use, we gave her a head cover with Stinger on the head cover, but we didn't pay them. Do you get paid for this, or is it you're doing this because you want to do it and you're a real fan?
Because it's all,
or
about,
is it
the,
all about the cash.
It's always about the cash with McLean, Brad.
It's a mutually beneficial relationship where nobody has to exchange anything.
So no cash, you get free tickets.
No, I mean, right. Like I go to any games that I want to. And I think for me to be associated with the biggest story in Ottawa all the time, which is the Senators, is great. And, you know, once in a while when I play well, I think it's a good thing for them to hitch their name to mine as well. So like I said, it's mutually beneficial, and gotten to know a couple of the players, and it's been a really great experience for me.
How is the chatter over the course of your year, and does it really ramp up this time of year?
In terms of the hockey or the golf?
Yeah, just the NHL and other players that you compete against.
Well, we know Dillette's a big Flames fan.
And just how they're really into the playoff races or the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, some of the guys, you won't know that they're big hockey fans until you get to kind of talk to them maybe over lunch or whatever in the players' lounge. But there's a lot of closet hockey fans out here that don't really make it known. But, you know, when the playoffs come around, it does tend to pick up. And, the needling, leave something in their locker with the Sens logo on it, something like that. Just as a subtle reminder. But stuff like that, it's a lot of fun. And, you can talk about anything between shots during a tournament. It's fun. And so I love to get paired with guys who love hockey.
Brad Fritsch is with us from web.com and the PGA Tour on Hockey Central, Darren Millard, Nick Kyprios, and Doug McLean. Go ahead.
I mean, they're not in yet. They're in the playoffs today. I mean, do you think that Boston are going to fold the tent here? Or, I mean, a lot of pride in Boston, but Ottawa have played so much better than them. It doesn't look like it's close right now.
I'm sure that's the feeling in the Senators locker room. And so I guess that's on the coaching staff to kind of say, you know, that we're so far from done that, you know, we can't even talk about it. We just have to address each game as it comes. I think the biggest story in all this is that we still have a chance to catch the Washington and Detroit teams. I think when I looked this morning, it was three points back of Washington, one game in hand, one game to play against them, and Detroit, I think it's 5 points and one game to play against them. So I think the more teams that are involved, I mean, the odds increase.
Brad.
And, you know, we just keep winning. So I think
seriously,
all you can do is take care of yourself.
Brad,
right? And it's such a cliche, hockey and golf.
You know, we don't know those.
And you're going to be okay.
We don't know those stats. You should focus more on golf.
Okay, I hit a 299 off the tee, and so, I hit about 61% of my fairway.
Brad, your style of the way you golf, is it more Carlson or is it more Chris Neal?
I don't think anyone would ever accuse me of playing a Eric Carlson style. I'm not that fast. I tend to be a little bit more on the conservative side. I am getting a little bit older, and I've noticed this the last couple of weeks. Guys, you know, 26, 27 years old are ripping it past me now, and I used to be one of the longer guys out here, and it's just not happening that way anymore. So I've had to adjust a little bit, play smarter, and, you know, take advantage when I can of my opportunities. But I would say I'm more of a David Legwand. How about that?
Good.
Just
nice.
I need a I want just a quick golf question, and I know you may have to run here.
Because he gets advice from 85-year-old men in Florida.
The group I play with every Monday morning at the Boynton Municipal Course in Florida, there's three issues with my game. It's my stance, it's my grip, and it's my shoulder coming through. Of those three problems I have with my game, what would you suggest I work on the most?
Tennis.
I would say probably your stance, but overall the fundamentals. You know, if you are aimed somewhere that you don't think you are aimed, it can't go right.
Mm-hmm.
You okay with that?
I think, you know.
So it's stance.
Every day, get on, you know, for 5 minutes.
Once you come over, you got the golf simulator.
Nice.
Have you got a golf simulator set up in your off season?
No, I live in Raleigh, North Carolina.
You don't need one then.
Typically, it's okay, but the last couple weeks before I left for South America, it was snow and ice on the ground and chaos was everywhere, so I didn't get a lot of work done.
Brad Fritsch is with us, Canadian professional golfer, web.com, and the PGA Tour. Do you call him Andrew Hammond, or do you refer to him as the Hamburglar?
I think I refer to him as Godsend right now. I've never seen a guy so calm that's never played an NHL game before. And, you know, looking at his stats from, you know, his college days to AHL this year, I mean, obviously this is out of nowhere, but man, what a time for it to happen. And, I don't know, do you guys talk about what could happen when, you know, Craig Anderson gets healthy and if they make the playoffs, who starts? I mean, what the heck do you do? I have no idea. And I'm glad I don't have to make that decision.
Looking forward. Hey, who's the one guy that's come up and talked to you about hockey that surprised you the most that you thought, I didn't even know he had any idea about the National Hockey League?
Man, you know who loves hockey? All the caddies love hockey.
Really?
And that's all they want to talk about is hockey. Yeah, they love hockey. And so I think the biggest guy that I talk to hockey about is Brendan Little, who used to caddy for mm-hmm. Mike Weir. And now he caddies for Camilo Villegas. So I love talking hockey with him. He kind of floats around. He likes the Blues. He likes
he's a front runner,
which is a real sticking point. But he's a lot of fun to talk hockey.
Brad, you just asked us, what do you do when Anderson gets healthy? Have you ever changed a hot putter before? Have you ever gone and sunk all these putts and then said, I think I'm going to change my putter? Have you ever done that before?
Only if it was a brand new putter. This is a really good analogy. Only if it's a brand new putter and I go back to Old Faithful.
That is a good analogy, though.
I'm looking at contemplating, you know, as I move into retirement, what do caddies make?
You wouldn't be able to shut up.
Oh, my God. You're complaining every day about your hip.
Yeah.
Throw a golf bag on it.
Don't they have a cart? Don't they use carts?
You'd be yelling at the player. Brad, best of luck this year.
Thanks,
and
Brad.
Hopefully we'll catch up to you at the rink if Ottawa gets in here.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. It's been fun.